what does it mean to receive an award like this?
You know, it's huge for me to be chosen by my teammates in this great organization as somebody that feels is courageous and really good teammate. You know, it feels good. You know what I mean? I love this organization. I love my team. So for them to show that much love to me, it really feels amazing.
Do you have a chance to kind of wrap your head around going from practice squad, Saints guy, to where you are now? Has there been defining moments or something that got you at this point?
Man, it's been an amazing journey. And, you know, I really feel blessed to be here. I think one of my biggest defining moments was being cut four or five times, and then finally making it on the squad. You know, I made a promise to myself that I would never be cut again. You know, I never want to go back there. It was tough times. You know, I've just been blessed, and now I'm here.
Who helped you through those tough times when you were getting cut?
My mom, my dad, my wife. Without them, you know, I would be nothing. You know what I mean? Just them in my ear telling me, you know, keep the faith, keep pushing, keep working. I think that allowed me to get to the position I'm at now.
When you say you told yourself you're never going to get cut again, did you change anything about your approach? What did you kind of switch up to make sure that didn't happen?
I just made it an effort that I would always go hard in practice. I would know my playbook. I remember actually a mentor of mine told me that they'll play the guy who knows the playbook before they play the guy with the most talent. So, you know, my goal coming to Denver was learn the playbook, give 100% effort in practice so that I would never have an opportunity to tell for them to say that I'm not doing my job, I don't know what to do, or I'm not hustling. So, you know, if I didn't do that, there would be no reason for me to get cut.
Vance just said he wished every guy in here could aspire to be like you. What does it mean to hear that from you?
Man, that's a huge honor. You know, I love VJ. You know, he's a great coach. You know, I stand behind him 100%. And, you know, for him to think of me like that, it's a huge honor for me. So, you know, I really feel blessed.
You a free agent after this year?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
What do you think?
What do you mean what I think? I don't know. We'll see how it goes. You know, I love Denver. We'll see how everything goes.
Did doubt ever creep into your mind when you were getting cut early in your career? Or if not, how did it happen?
You know, I just felt like everybody has a journey, and everybody's journey is different. I just felt like, you know, that was pieces of my journey that was going to be different than somebody else's. So I never felt like I couldn't make it or I couldn't do it. I just felt like I may have to take the longer route.
A few years ago, your goal was to not get cut again. Now, where you are right now, what are your personal goals moving forward?
Personal goals, you know, just like every player, I want to be great. You know, I want to make the Pro Bowl. I want to make the All-Pro. I really want to be a dominating factor for my team and this defense. So, you know, those are my big goals going forward.
How have those experiences earlier in your career changed your outlook or your perspective now, even though you've made it to a certain level? How does it change your outlook?
I think those actually helped me now. I think a lot of people earn some success or get to a certain level and they kind of relax. But for me, I remember those nights where I was calling my mom stressed out about whether I was going to make it back, whether I, you know, they were going to pull me back on the team. So I remember those. So once I got here, I'm not going to stop working. I'll never stop working until I retire, I guess.
You and Brandon ever talk about that? You know, two starting linebackers have been cut by other teams.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the things that bonds us together so close. I think that his story is very similar to mine, and we definitely both know what it means to be sitting at home or unsure of your, you know, football future. And I think that's why we work so hard together and work so well together. It's because we really understand each other.
Do you think the playbook talent equation is the hardest one for a young guy to learn?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I feel like once you learn that, I feel like you can be a dominant force in this league. But for a young guy, it's definitely something that's hard to learn.
How much more goes into studying a playbook at this level compared to college or other levels?
Man, college, I had about 6 or 7 plays. Now I have 6 or 7 plays in one play. So, you know, it's totally different. But I just try to stay on top of it. You know, I study my playbook. Even though it's not training camp, I study my playbook, like, every night just to make sure I'm on top of it, on my keys, on my assignment.
Thanks, Todd.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.